This episode of the In Deep Show was brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself free shipping worldwide, 33% off, people. Merry Christmas, ho ho ho, something in the stocking.
Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is, do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
Happy holidays and welcome back to the In Deep Show. She's looking at me crazy for her. You the one need to put them Capones down.
You the one that sound like you had a bunch of them lodged down your throat.
Mm-hmm. Really? Is that how it sounded? Like a bunch of them was lodged down my throat? Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. Thank you for letting me know that. Now, start the show over again. Thank you.
He started this shit.
How are we doing today? R.E.S. people.
Oh.
My name.
I refuse for it to be that type of show today.
My name.
I refuse.
I am. Yeah. My name is my name. I am your man, Big P. Glad to be here with you all again. Happy holidays.
Woohoo.
Got my crew with me today. They're antsy. I have Queenie.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Happy holidays.
I have Drew Baby.
Hey, y'all.
And we have the 15WA.
Hey, everybody.
The building.
Oh, my.
Channeling his inner right. Doc.
Okay.
See my legs. Comfortable.
Right hip off the chair.
Check.
Left hip resting comfortably.
Hold on. Hey, damn, nigga, you gonna breathe?
Even Flipper came up for air.
Right.
Stella.
How was everyone's weekend?
Okay. Didn't do much.
My weekend was good. My baby experienced her first live Christmas tree. So she was excited.
Aww. So
decorated, things like that. Really nice tree for $30.
Where'd you get it from?
Marlow Heights.
Okay, because I'm still...
In the parking lot. All
right.
Okay. And we didn't even have to trim it.
Okay.
I mean, we had to cut the bottom, you know, just so it can stick in the thing. But, and then cut the tops of the star because it was, like, extremely tall. We had just made it in the house. But, yeah, it's nice. Real nice.
I got to get me a tree before the week is out.
See, you better hurry up because they will jack the price.
I know. Right. And you know what? If it was up to me, I would just take a piece of paper of a tree, put it on the wall, and just stick the gifts around them. I was like,
I mean, why not?
You know what I'm thinking I was going to do this year. So I'll be honest with you. I'm a procrastinator. So I technically didn't take my tree down until like mid-July. And I don't feel like taking it back out to put it back up.
Did you say July?
I remember
it was
that.
Something like that.
Yeah. I know it was warm.
Right.
So I figured what I should do is get a backup tree. You know how they got those little ones or whatever? I'll get like a little table or whatever and drape a nice little red cloth over it and put that on top of it. Boom. Then that way, when January get here, I can snatch that joint and throw it right back in the box. Mm. Remind me, I'm not going to say it on air because we got some smart listeners out here. And they might steal my idea. I have an idea that I'm going to get with someone that is mechanically sound. And together, I think this is going to be a blockbuster seller. Yes, it deals with holiday decorating. So, yes.
Hey, man.
Try to tell you.
Shark Tank it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I can get with somebody to make me a protocol.
Prototype?
I mean, that prototype.
Yeah. You challenging him, Mark?
Okay, Mark.
All right.
Stop B.
Gonna let that shit into the thing.
What's in that water?
I'm looking at right. Michelle, man. I'm looking at Michelle. She got my Michelle Obama on TV looking special.
Don't blame it on her.
Look, she better know. She better know. She's doing it again.
Whatever. You know, and that one, of course, automatically got distracted.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And that one stays distracted with anything that you can put in her mouth.
Seems like I'm on point.
Whoa.
Now.
Turn it up.
Well, you think after 9 years that would get played out for her. But it's still new. It's like bright shiny object.
That motherfucker was like a jack in the box.
Right. I don't know why he's on my ass today, but it's all good.
I'm used to it. I'm just saying.
Now you've been acting like a dick for the last 15 minutes.
Give me material. I work with it.
Oh, okay.
God damn it. Okay. Really?
Yep.
So everybody's weekend was its normal ratchetness. Good to hear.
I didn't say that.
Yep, you ain't say nothing else, so.
So it was chill. Didn't do anything.
Okay.
Yes.
I have proof that you did do something.
What's the proof?
I'm not going to put you on blast.
I actually went on a comforter hunt this weekend. Yeah.
Unlike most of us, we go to the store for our comforters. He just goes to other women's bedrooms.
Shit.
I like that. Did you try Macy's? They have sales going on.
Listen. I'm not paying $200. They had a sale. I went there, and actually I went to see, you know what?
What size bed you got?
I got a queen size bed.
Okay.
And I gotta stop fucking with the ghetto when it comes to shit like that. I like to go out to the white neighborhoods, right?
What do you mean, to look for a comforter?
Just to look for good shit, period. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Drew had to let him know that PG Plaza was not the white neighborhood.
Right. No.
Little
Havana.
It's convenient.
It has everything in there. Like,
exactly.
All this Ross, Marshalls, Target,
and I figure
JCPenney's, Macy's, like.
Right. And I figure it probably would have some stuff there because niggas don't buy shit.
Right. Well, all those places you mentioned, I would think. Yeah, that they would. Be something there. Nice there.
But no, I went back to Ross, right?
Did you go with your Oprah shit again?
No. I went back to Ross, the one we was in last week, right?
Gotcha.
Remember up front in the electronics section, there was a Beats by Dre boombox up there?
I don't think I saw that.
Okay, it was a big Beats by Dre boombox up there, front. Mm-hmm. I goes to the back of the comforter section. Why is the box sitting in the back empty? Niggas.
No, I came in here with this. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
No, they probably connected with loss prevention.
But why you got to put it on niggas, though?
Man, listen. Come on. You know,
I'm just saying that part of town is green spigas? Cards.
Oh, okay. Required. Right.
Spigas?
Hey.
No.
All I'm saying is, if they continue knocking down those apartments over there like they've started to do, just say the census numbers will go up tenfold.
Raid, papi.
Look, I'm just keeping it real, yeah. Keeping it real. I know what's going on back there, just like I know what's going on back there.
But I bought a nice little 8-piece set. $60.
There you go. Yeah, that's decent price.
Yeah, but I mean,
for a queen.
Went to Bed Bath and Beyond. They talk about two.
Oh, yeah, hell no. No! You don't go to Bed Bath and Beyond for not even with the coupon. Nothing but just the look.
I told them to go to IKEA. Get them a nice plush joint, mm-hmm. and then just rack up on the duvet covers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna go check out a duvet.
He was like, "Nah, I'm going over to the white neighborhood," and I'm going. And I said, "B." PG Plaza ain't the white neighborhood. You go over to PG Plaza.
Just waiting for that.
Things are different over there.
No, they ain't the only ones over there, though. I'm just saying.
No, there's more of them.
South Africa is over there heavy.
Yeah,
South Africa
or
just Africa?
Africa. 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 I heard a funny, corny joke. Can I share it with you guys? How many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb? A Brazilian!
You about to leave? Did you just thumb the mic? Oh, good old Mark.
Same, man. I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was a pretty good one.
Okay.
How does NASA throw a party? They plan it.
You get this off of like a Bazooka Joe rapper little kids book or something.
Some little what you call them too. That's kind of cute little jokes.
A Snapple cap.
Damn, I forgot Snapple used to do that.
You know this one, so you keep your mouth shut.
Shit.
What's the difference between jam and marmalade? I can't marmalade my dick down your throat.
What?
Where's the Sandman when you need him?
Right.
She just got it. Well, now that the monologue is over.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Here we go, yo.
Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
What's the scoot leg rank? This one is it. What's the scoot leg rank? This one is it.
Oh, I got a couple things popping. Got my ear to the street. You know, might be a little late. In good old Mark fashion. I think y'all all know about Philly born rapper Dwight Grant. Who was that?
Beanie Siegel.
All right. Young man got shot on December 5th. Now they're saying that it may not have been intended for him. The 40-year-old, whose real name is what I just mentioned, remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. He was shot in the abdomen after dropping his children off at school. Officer says found the rapper brother-in-law with scrapes and bruises to his face and arms, but aren't sure how they happened. ADOC says cooperation from the family is minimal. Ooh. Siegel was recently released from federal prison after serving more than a year, I'm sorry, for tax evasion. So get well soon. Beanie. I wonder if he's ever going to come out. Anyway, come back out. All right.
But I heard his sister-in-law might have something.
Yeah, she's not being cooperative, really? Too.
Right.
I meant to mention that too. She's not being cooperative. Yeah, kind of. I wonder what it is. He is Giles Thug, but I don't know if he, that year toned him down.
No.
Even though he wasn't in there for anything gangster.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, hey, my boo is back.
Your boo?
D'Angelo. Oh, God. Yep. I've loved him since April of 1995. But
oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is the story that comes right after I started on show 69.
Yep, exactly. Thinking about him. But anyway, he did a good old Beyonce rendition of an album release, Midnight Sunday, titled The Black Messiah. And that name is kind of deep, and you can think of so many things that he may have been thinking when he named it that. Also, what other people could be thinking because he named it that. But he goes on to say, for me, the title is about all of us. It's about the world. It's about an idea we can all aspire to. We should all aspire to be a black messiah. It's about people rising up in Ferguson and in Egypt and in Occupy Wall Street and in every place where a community has had enough and decides to make change happen. It's not about praising one charismatic leader, but celebrating thousands of them. Now, I agree. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, and I've heard some reviews on it, and they say it's great, but I want to actually listen to it for myself. He has one song on there called The Charade, and I'm going to read a piece of it. Crawling through a systematic maze to demise, pain in our eyes, strain of drowning, wadding through the lies. He has a pretty much, it's like a political, it's not, all of it's not political, but most of it is. He's a little bit more conscious, I'm guessing. It's been like 15 years, so a lot of shit has changed. So, yeah, if you got iTunes, because that's the only place I see that it's available, check it out. Let us know what you think. D'Angelo's back. I wonder what's going on after that.
Does he still look the same?
He's a little chubbier, but he looks like he's slimming down. No, because he was a lot chubbier, and then he came down.
Okay.
A lot from being like a little he doesn't look. No, he's not Busta Rhymes size.
No, I'm saying, was he Busta Rhymes size?
He looked. Yeah, he was like Busta Rhymes size. Ooh. That's when I guess with all the drugs and stuff like that, he was a little swollen. And he didn't look the same in the face, but he looks the same in the face.
Okay.
He just has a belly. He has a belly. He's a little thicker.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, a little playground. He. You can tell that he's in transition. It's a
he's
little
working on it.
Yeah, it's defined up here, so he ain't D'Angelo. But he's always been my boo. April 1995 is when I fell in love with him. Oh, and I've been waiting for his return. 2000 when Voodoo came out, I had like everything. Back scenes and more shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I had the VHS. Not even DVDs. VHS of all the behind the scenes Voodoo shit.
A commemorative edition
him.
Of
I love him. Y'all don't even understand. No. I mean, I think the thing with D'Angelo is that, you know, all really talented musicians are crazy. They got a little something in them, something a little weird, a little twinge of something that everybody can't get with. You got that some that get it. Everybody don't get it. You know what I'm saying? But I get it. I get him. And I would get him if he let me get him. Yes, indeed.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry. I was on a little tangent.
That's cool. Gave it some minutes. I know.
So, with all of the horrible stories that we are hearing about NFL players, present and past, I thought it was nice that at this time of year, we have a feel-good story. 1-5.
Yes, sir.
Your man, Chad Ochocinco, while recently dining out, had a check for $351.92.
Oh, boy.
Anybody want to guess what his tip that he left was?
A note.
Yeah, I'm going to go with... you said
it was
say what? 300 what?
His bill was $351.92.
I'm going to guess he left 10%. If anything,
I said a note, like a handwritten note.
Don't eat a salad sandwich while riding the bus.
What about you?
I'm going to go with $1,000.
He left $300.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Oh, he wasn't being an asshole.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. I'm telling you, on Twitter, he act like he ain't got no money. That's why I said 10%.
Yeah, so I thought that was just pretty
That's
nice.
How they always do.
Just a little gem wanted to drop on this feel good time of year.
Another joint he gonna hit, but
right.
God damn it!
I'm wondering if it really is like, saying. Was it him or was it whoever he was with? Left it.
Yeah.
Oopsie. Oopsie doodle.
Slid on the table. Go ahead, Chad. You got it.
Right.
That.
Okay. Make you look like a man.
Right. A lot of bitches do that, though.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've seen it.
Me too. All right. This story is going to make you sad. I hate to go from a happy story to a sad one. But I know you are such a fan of porn. Mm. And I hate to be the one to tell you that they're actually upholding the law where you have to wear condoms in porn. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Is that going to ruin the shot for you?
Right, because I know
it does. I've been doing that lately.
It does.
Anyhow, so
it ruins the shot for you.
Were you been wearing condoms while watching porn, or
no? Wearing condoms while shooting.
I wonder why you left. No wonder why you left the show. Right.
Okay.
You're like, I need to do my side work.
Due diligence. Go ahead. Right.
Make it all make sense now.
So. Well, since you've told the deepsters why you left the show now, might as well go on and talk about it, sir. You,
right.
Our 7 o'clock schedule is cutting into your taping time.
Well, I mean, listen, man, I need some recoup time, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting older, so
hey,
you know, I need time to recoup. And they don't want to shoot next day. They want to shoot everything all in one day.
Literally.
Right. You know.
Literally. Yeah, so of course that was adopted by an ordinance by LA voters in 2012 and championed by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. So, that, you know, they're saying, of course, it's going to help.
There's enough people contracting AIDS out here. That's what they're saying.
Well, no, they're hoping it's going to help stop sexually transmitted diseases. And so they're like, okay, you know, we want you to do this.
Are they
going to
be given head with the condom on? I mean, because it's like.
That's a no-no.
But I'm saying, I mean, like, if you want to stop sexually transmitted diseases, you got to go all around with it. They're going to put the little plastic sheet or whatever over top of
dental dam. Mm-hmm.
The plastic sheet. Fuck dental dam. The plastic sheet.
She'll be using saran wrap.
Exactly.
Don't know why niggas keep passing out. Shit.
I mean, look, you would pass out with dental dam. I mean,
KGB down there talking about, I can't breathe. She was like, I love the fact that you stand up for what's going on.
Shut up. But I mean, are they going to go all around?
Okay, baby, this is not the time
shut up.
To talk about it.
If they're going to go all around with it, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, I mean, because you want to stop sexually transmitted disease, it's not just penetration. One of the high causes, and I'm not even being funny, and I learned this off the humble. One of the main
You saw my double take.
I saw. One of the what do you call it? The most popular form of men catching gonorrhea is through head. So it's broads out here with hot mouths. That's bopping for burning.
You just made me itchy.
Need to do some research on that.
Yeah,
that sounds like a walkie-talkie joint, right?
It's
there.
Not. I asked the doctor because it sounded weird to me. And she told me that because of the warmth of everything that you know in the back, the bacteria and all that in the back of the throat, that's where it cultivates, and you bopping, you giving up that dome, and it's going, you know, you deep throating. I mean, to be, you know, crass, I guess.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
Just give me the tip of the lips.
I know, right? Right. Right. Yeah, I found that out like about, I don't know, a few years ago. I had to do the investigation because it just didn't sound right. A guy said that he had got that from, yeah, I got that from me. I'm like, no, you didn't. But you were doing it to somebody, and they did. No, I didn't even fuck her. Oh, yeah? Okay, let me find out what that is about. Yeah. I was surprised.
Oh, yeah, oral.
3 days later, go see the doctor.
Absolutely.
Rain.
Cuts and all that. You know what I'm saying? So are they going to, you know... Interested to know. It might kill the visual for some men or some women.
I'm blind.
But
right. So are y'all going to stop watching porn? Like, is that going to totally change your...
What if the condoms were colorful?
No.
Black.
What if they were, like, pink skin and, color? Like, what if it was, like, somebody...
But the close-ups are just
no,
so
honestly,
black.
I don't concentrate that much on the dick anyway. So,
right.
I'm looking at ass and tits and...
Okay. All right. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Now
I know it does bother some people though. It does.
Yeah, that's what I'm about
for
to
me,
say.
For me, I mean,
it's
not what I came here for.
Why you sound serious about
it? Like, no, it's right. Like a motherfucker gonna stop me. I'm not watching this, man. The fuck did you just see his dick? Like, nigga, slow down. What are you doing? Shit.
No doubt. Anyway, does anyone know about Doctor, sit still over there, okay? The secret underground McDonald's menu.
Oh, Lord. Chipotle. No, not McDonald's.
There is a secret McDonald's menu, and there are some awesome things on that menu. Now, some of these things I only recommend you eat if you are like between the ages of 12 and 16 and have not had a chance to have high blood pressure and diabetes. My goodness. Okay, but let's go. I'm gonna name a couple of them. And supposedly they had pictures of them. These things do exist.
You gonna ask, will we eat it?
Sure, why not? Okay, so the first one is called the McDonald's Mech Gang Bang.
Nope. I don't believe that. Okay. Can't be real.
Availability, all locations. Price is $2. What the McGangbang is a McChicken sandwich, the entire McChicken sandwich, bun and all, placed in the middle of a McDouble.
Oh my gosh.
After the show, I'm going down the street.
Yo, come on. If you do that, seriously, you have to text us.
I need
send
to
us
know.
A text and say it worked. And a picture. And a picture.
I'm going to need a picture of this one.
That's what I'm saying. And a picture. Okay.
All right. Next one. This one has limited availability. It's only available between 10:30 and 11 a.m. This one is called the Mech 1035. Okay. This is an Egg McMuffin with extra double burger patties.
That shit sound like a heart attack.
That is horrible sounding.
Because the burger patties ain't real beef.
Right.
We're talking about McDonald's. We're not right. talking about whether the food is real or not. We're talking about what they have and what they're doing with it.
That's the reason why I said that. Mm-mm.
So the
shitty.
Yeah.
And it's called the what again?
The Mech 1035. So they call it a brunch item.
I call it a bathroom visit.
Yes. All right. The next item is called the Land, Sea, and Air Burger.
Oh, nope.
This one is it's $8.90. It's $8.49. It's $8.49 if you use a Big Mac, and it is $5.49 if you use a McDouble. Okay? This is a Big Mac, a filet of fish, and a McChicken all in one.
Oh, I'm dry heaving.
Ew.
Available everywhere?
All locations. Mm. Available, yep, all locations.
So you have to request it?
You have to request it. That is, I'm like, I don't know if I'd eat this shit, but I just want to order it just to see what they the looks on their face.
Let's get McDonald's on the phone right now.
Good.
So, okay, the next one is called the Big McChicken. Okay. The Big McChicken is one of McDonald's most creative secret menu items. It is, basically this is a Big Mac with two McChicken patties as the bread. Well, not two, I guess three.
I know what you mean. They're trying to, is that kind of like the KFC double down thing?
Yeah, but this is a whole Big Mac in between.
Oof.
Nice.
You would try that, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I would just want to see this shit, yo.
How much is that one?
That one is $6.99. No, that's it. Yeah. $6.99? Mm. No. Yeah, $6.49. I'm sorry. Mm. Yeah. And, $6.99. Yep. Mm. And you can also get it with a McDouble for
$4. Why would you need that?
Hmm?
Why would you need that?
What you mean?
A McDouble?
No, I'm saying instead of the Big Mac in between, you have a McDouble in between.
I thought you meant on the side. I'm like, God damn it.
Three McChickens replace the bun.
That is the worst thing ever.
And lastly, and there was some other ones, like there was like the McCrepe, and there was the McBiscuits and gravy. I mean, biscuits and mashed potatoes or something like that. There was a couple other ones on it, but I just picked some of the crazy ones.
I feel like
ones.
These are from other countries. I don't know. No shade. I just don't feel it.
I mean, what was the other one that you just said? The Mick potatoes and gravy?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was something. Yeah.
I can foresee that.
Yeah, I mean, there were some things on there.
But I hope it doesn't include the bun.
Yeah, I don't know. The last one is the Monster Mac. Mm. Now, after everything I just named you, if this one is called a monster, what the fuck? This one, a Big Mac with 8 beef patties and optional 8 slices of cheese.
Well, you're going to die. You might as well do it.
Yeah.
Get that cheese.
$6.49.
That's a good price, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This shit is all attainable.
But don't do it, people. Don't do it. That was called the Mick what? Monster?
The Monster Mac.
No. You need to go get that first one, B.
I can't even remember the first one name. The
McGangbang.
I remember McGangbang.
How can you not remember? We just finished talking about porn.
You
can hold on to these so you can.
I would like for our listeners to videotape themselves going to McDonald's for these things.
Right. There will be a gift if you show pictures of yourself digesting one of these items.
If you show video of you asking this shit, I want to see the look on the face of the cashier.
Yes, I like a McGangbang, please.
Yes, right. Oh my God.
Extra sauce.
It'd be so nice if it was a Charlene voice. That'd be so tight.
Can but you know what, though? I'm going to tell you my luck.
Monster Mac,
please. The way my luck works is, see, I'd be the one that'd be bold enough to go and order this shit, but I'd be the one that would go and order McGangbang by chick that just had some sort of rape incident last week or something.
Oh, boy.
Sheesh. Oh, no.
See, Kirk the fuck out on me.
No. Oh, boy. Took a left turn.
So I'm just...
All the time.
Don't put it on me, goddammit. I'm just saying how my luck goes. Look, y'all, we're going to get out of here. Take a quick break. We'll be right back with you.
Order the monster one. You be all right.
You just want me to die.
Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
She needs, and for the gift of a giving, you
will receive. You will receive. You will see smiles on the faces of children, warmth in the places you go. You will feel love from the love that you've given. Friendship you show, you will see smiles on the faces of children, warmth in the places you go. You will feel love from the love that you've given. Friendship you show. From the friendship you show.
All right, I know a lot of times when we do our podcast, you know, we joke around, but I also think that we are, you know, black media, you know, because we break stories. We have our own IDS sauces, you know, that everybody else can't get.
And by break stories, she means when Mark gets a hold of them, they are
broken,
officially broken.
So I saw today in the news that Bill Cosby came out and said, you know, that, well, let me give you the quote he said. Let me say this. I only expect the black media to uphold the standards of excellence in journalism. And when you do that, you have to go in with a neutral mind. And of course, he's talking about all the rape allegations, you know, against him. Okay. So he's saying that we should be impartial just because we're black media. You know, and I don't think that is, I don't agree with that at all. I think, you know, first of all, why don't you just come out and say something? That's right. What I think. First of all, people are going to keep hounding you until another story takes over. Right now, you're still hot in the news. And no. Why does the black media have to uphold a certain standard? Shouldn't it be all media, you know, that should have to do this? Why just us? Think about that as Spellman put a hold on that money that they've been giving him. I mean, giving Spellman for years.
I almost think that that's unfair. I really think that's unfair for them to be like, oh, because of all the allegations and everything. When there's money, when there's a price to your coming out, it makes me question the action that you're saying that he, you know.
What do you mean to your coming out?
When there's a price on, okay, how much you want to settle for, or how much you want because of all this emotional trauma or whatever. It makes me question it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's like this whole roller coaster of women after woman after woman after woman after woman after woman coming out with this. And I think it's almost like you're almost being, they're trying to force you to believe that this man did this shit. Like, I don't know. It's like with media, I don't even understand. I don't even know what to believe.
But should we be held to a different standard?
That's what I'm saying.
Than quote unquote white media.
I feel that Bill can't get it both ways. You know what I'm saying? When your image was squeaky clean, you came out and you chastised black people for every fault we had.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you sort of involuntarily or voluntarily put yourself on a pedestal of flawlessness. So, and you wanted the media to get that out there quick, fast, and hurry when you made those comments. So now you want to appeal to black media to be your saving grace to say, no, we still see him as flawless and we still see him as this perfect being or and the person that you were on the Cosby Show. I tell you what, if you want black media to do something for you, do something for black media. Mm. You know what I'm saying? When you do come out and talk, when you do finally break your silence or whatever, break it with
not,
them.
Not Don Lemon.
I said black media. I said black media. We are talking about black media. If I was Bill for real, I would break that shit in a safe ass environment. Like I'd get like a round table of like Chuck D, Talib Kweli,
oh, no.
And all that.
Speaking
just,
of Talib
just
Kweli.
Sit down and kick it with them and just kind of let it just... Oh, and by the right. way, y'all, okay. this whole little right. rape thing that just came out, man. You see how they doing me, man?
Oh, no.
I think that he should just pick a media person that he trusts and just, you know, have an open interview with them.
You think it's Oprah?
I don't think there's anyone out there that he can do that with.
Here we go. Might be Oprah.
Oprah's pretty neutral to me.
You think so? She could be
Swissy a little bit?
No. I said, you think she could be?
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you said she could be.
No, I said, do you think she could be?
Could be what? Neutral or Swissy?
Well, Swissy is neutral. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why I said Swissy. Swissy is
extra,
smiley, but.
Extra neutral.
No, she's not extra neutral. But Swissy
Are you kidding
is.
Me?
She's not extra.
Do you not
can we
know?
Get back, can we get back to the topic at hand?
Who,
get
who
off
isn't
my back.
Trying to break a story, though. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody would want
right,
that
everybody,
story.
Right, everybody. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean,
everything
I would
think Oprah should, you know, because Oprah, she's neutral.
She's been there.
We're going to say, fuck neutral. We're going to say Switzy because that's, you know, we're going to brand that. But she is. And I think
you can
that.
Put me in the same room.
I know,
Oprah, I'll take
I
that
know,
shit.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
All day.
Or what's the right. other chick name? Yyla.
No,
that ain't
gonna fix my life.
No, not Dr. Phil.
No, for real.
Beloved.
If
Cosby.
The perfect situation for real, if I was Bill, I would be like, look, set the interview up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And call R. Kelly and just be like, yo, can you come to the studio with me for more support?
Okay.
I am
and
not
then
a perfect man.
As soon as the heat come, be like, put that nigga pissed off.
Okay.
And you know what? I got Bill doing that.
No, but you want to know what? Who but do you see, think would be the perspective person to conduct that interview?
Jim Vance.
Or give it to somebody up and coming.
No, stop it. Don't say that. Jim Vance. I love Jim Vance.
Jim Vance will break it down. I'm telling you.
No.
If all y'all, all you people don't know, WRC, NBC Channel 4 in the Washington D.C. area.
Is that the goatee guy?
Yes, sir. Mm.
Okay.
Jim Vance is the coolest mofo on the news.
I say have somebody up and come and do it. That way he can manipulate them how he want them.
Or Shawnee's cousin, Tavis.
You know what? I was thinking Diego. Really?
Right.
Hey, that's where I was at for a second. Like,
I don't know how that interview would go. No, it has to be somebody like real, like you said, like an Oprah or hell,
I
would
go
even
past Oprah. Give me an idea.
Well, that's what I'm trying. I'm trying. Let me see. I kind of would see Tavis.
I don't know. Tavis, I think, would be borderline disrespectful.
Smiley,
but see, you need that.
No, huh? But why?
Tavis Smiley,
Stephen A. Smith.
Let's see someone.
Get the you know what?
No,
hell.
No, 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 no,
hell.
No, no, no.
That would be so bad.
It'd be a fight on that.
I would love to watch it though.
Right.
I think Steven will get to the point. He will get the dirt out, but then he would protect him on the way out the door. You know what I'm saying?
I can receive that.
He would get the info out of him, but then on the way out the interview, he would protect him and
what
say.
What about Larry King?
Man, that's old.
Larry King, no, but Larry King is pretty. I mean, he's pretty on point.
Yeah, but he's old though.
So what do you think, Barbara Walters?
She old as shit too.
But why none of y'all see your girl though?
Who?
So Queen Latifah.
No, I don't think Queen canceled him. Yeah, right.
Right, and I think Queen
should have taken that interview.
She should have taken advantage of that.
She could have.
Yeah, I think
she had it set up.
That was the first.
She knows he ain't going to talk about that on that setting. Now, if it was a one-on-one special,
I still don't think she
no audience type shit.
I don't know if Queen was.
Maybe the network canceled that one.
Nigga, it's not her choice whether she'd take it or not. Please believe that.
I mean, I'm saying I don't think she would be good at interviewing him.
She may not be.
Maybe have him on the reel. I'm just saying.
You talking about with the drag queen show?
Yeah, you can have Tamar.
Don't you talk about the real
the drag queen show.
Love that show.
Hallelujah! This and that and the third and blah. Fucker, she just irritating the shit.
Or how about Wendy? Because
like,
Wendy
if she's toned
brought
down.
That,
I think I like her. But
hell no,
she's
toned
down. Well, Wendy brought that story up a long time ago when she was in Philly, and he tried to get her fired from the station that she was at.
That's exactly why.
And she wouldn't, because she was like, until you come out,
she's too sharp. She's too sharp. She'll have him shut down.
She didn't tell the whole story though.
Okay, where you?
I'm just saying.
As long as she don't make no buyout.
She was fired, and her job was threatened because of gender issues.
Oh, okay, Lord. All right.
Good God Almighty.
So I guess, he just needs to say something. I guess that was his way of saying something, because he's really actually been silent. So he has been,
but I feel like he's targeting. He's manipulating. Right now, he's trying to manipulate.
Right, because black media,
because everything
ain't nobody falling for this shit though.
Right. But you got to think. You're right. But you got to think about everything that's been going on and how black people have been so called together, sticking together on the rise with everything that's been going on. Now it's like he's like, well, let me go ease myself in.
Right.
Instead of making a comment on the situation.
But doesn't everybody always do that? Remember, like, Michael Jackson, and I'm sure I can't think of anybody else, but
Tiger Woods.
Right. It's all of a sudden, it's like, I'm over here, but oh shit, something happened. Now I need the black people. Black people, I need you.
Let's stick together.
Right.
We brothers.
Right. We always been down from day one.
I talked to Queen about this when I first got in contact with his people. Y'all stay tuned, because I don't know if we'll be the first, but if things pan out, we should be having an interview with Bill.
So the contact actually is going to pan out? Oh, shit.
I didn't. I thought it was some bullshit, but the dude over at XM
put me on
to some good shit. So we'll see what we can do. I'm trying to get it before Christmas. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. But it might be. If it's not before Christmas, it might be during our Christmas break.
Okay.
Or maybe the first show into the new year.
You let me know when this is going down so that way I can move my next video shoot and come in here for this one.
C U M or C O M E? Which one?
Yeah. Okay, I have another question in regards to this. So also, Camille came out and pretty much stood by her man.
She stopped smiling?
No, she put out a statement that, sums it up. She was standing by her man. So
stand by your man.
Right. I mean, $350 million, what woman wouldn't stand by that?
No, she's been there for... You guess what, though? Real quick. Go back after this. Why did I just find out that he had four other kids?
You know what? I didn't know
that
either.
I didn't know until yesterday.
So
that's what the Cosby Show was based on. Didn't realize that.
Well, I don't know about that part,
but that's what they said. Because that's what four said, girls and one boy.
That's what I said. I didn't know about that.
I thought they had just that son that got killed, and I was like, "Damn, that's the only kid." For years, I was thinking, like, "Damn, I wonder how Bill's feeling." You know, no other kid to carry on his name, blah blah blah. But they got four other kids.
That's probably why he started dropping that pill.
And then I looked it up, and there's like Jet magazine with the four kids. Like one daughter is older than a year older than me. It's crazy. It's crazy as hell. But anyway, we have a...
So?
What?
So you said you had a story?
No, I said I asked about what did you guys think about Camille standing by?
Oh, I didn't know that she stood by.
That was a question.
I thought you were just saying
that in closing. I thought you had something else coming.
Mm-mm. I didn't know that.
Okay.
I didn't know that she
been this woman for 50 years. Why not?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I
wouldn't expect nothing less.
Whatever happened. See, the thing is that a real woman with that situation is not going to abandon
the ship,
her man, right in the midst of that.
She should.
That's where he needs her the most. Whatever happens behind closed doors is what happens behind closed doors. You don't know if it's anything that he has said to her previously where she has forgiven him or what have you. You never know. You know what I'm saying? It's just coming out now. I don't feel like she should leave him because it's coming out now. Because like I said, you never know what happened on the back end of it. You know, I'm quite sure that she knows that it may have been some females out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be one of the women to say, I don't know, no man that's 100% with their woman. You know, I mean, it could be or could be not. You never know. Everybody's not the same. You know, some people value their relationship and some people don't. But, or some people feel like if they'll get in where they fit in. If they feel like they want to, you know, play around and think that they're not going to get caught or whatever, they'll do that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like she should leave him. It's too late in the game. I mean, they seemed like they had a pretty good bond. If she was going to leave, she would have did that way before this allegation came out.
Right.
Yeah. That's just how I feel.
And like you said, it's too late in the game. They're old enough.
Yeah, they've been together, 50 years?
50 years.
Shit like that.
Resolve the issues or whatever.
Never know. It just happened to come out. Maybe it could have been a conversation that she had with him. It was like, look, this could potentially come out. But because you and I talked about it, you know, I mean, I don't know. The whole drugging shit is just like,
you know what?
That's the shit that's like just throwing me off.
It bothers me that these women would wait so long.
And it's a ripple effect.
Right.
What about it bothers you?
Well, I mean, why would you wait so long? You could have did this years ago. You know what I'm saying? Why destroy this man's character now? You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, the statute of limitations is over. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Let me correct you on that one. Because I heard, I saw, and I found out all that if within 3 years, if you recognize that that you have a psychological issue with whatever happened years ago, within that 3 years of you realizing that happened, that you're able to, I don't want to say make a claim or come out with or whatever the situation.
But they can go after him financially. They can't go after him for jail time.
Right. But my problem with that is just like, women, Bill Cosby was hot back then. He was hot. Him and Sidney Poitier had their thing going on or whatever. Fat Albert, all that. He was hot. It's not like it's not a such thing as women wanting to have notches in their belt as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's Bill Cosby. Boom. If you got a chance to get with Bill Cosby, then that's what happened. That's why I don't understand. I don't think a lot of these stories are credible. Certain things may have happened, but everybody got drugged.
Right.
Everybody woke the fuck up and it's like Bill was over top of him with this ugly ass robe on. Like, I mean, like,
they had a shirt on or something.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I don't.
Like, what was that? His calling card? He left you in a shirt.
Right. That's my thing. Like, come on now. Now, Beverly Johnson's story. I don't know if y'all heard it. That was kind of deep. That was pretty deep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she said that it was they were friends or what have you. She's trying out for some movie or something and supposed to do like a rehearsal thingy, and they were rehearsed, and then one particular time she's supposed to come over, they're supposed to rehearse in his room, and when they were got to the room, she said he offered her a cappuccino or something because he had some people that come up and you know maids or whatever. She said no, she doesn't really do it that late, and he's like, come on, you know, this best cappuccino, whatever the fuck. This is loosely, you gotta do the research on yourself. She said immediately when she tasted it it tasted kind of funny or something like that or whatever. You gotta research it. However, she was like telling me, you a motherfucker, like, how the fuck you gonna, you know, pretty much like put me in this position. And he got her in a cab and sent her off pretty much.
I think she got herself in a cab.
He called a cab or something, yeah. And he got, yeah. However, that happened, yeah. And then he gave her the private number to the bedroom. The bedroom was a different number than any other number in the house or what have you. And Camille answered the phone, and she said something about her being so nonchalant, and like, Bill is resting right now, like kind of nasty, borderline nasty. And she's thinking like, how the fuck you gonna give me the number to, you know, where you and your wife stay? You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? You know, but that story right there is like, Bill, come on now, Bill.
Messy.
But yeah, but it's just like, I almost feel like.
But is she discredited just because she just came out?
I don't feel like she's discredited, but it makes me question still, because it's like everybody is coming out with the same story. People can get paid to tell stories, and it could be detailed stories. You got people behind people that know what was going on at that time and all that. I mean, when you're trying to get somebody, you go all out to get that person. So I don't, it's kind of,
because you got security guards coming out.
If Beverly came out first with it, that's something different. But with she behind like 50 other women that done came out. So it's kind of like you just grouped in. Just so, because you Beverly Johnson, is like.
But could it be a possibility that these women, like, they feel comfortable with saying something now because somebody else stepped out of the shadow and said something? Just putting it out there.
No, I got you.
You know, on somebody's Facebook post, there is somebody that you know right now that has been raped or molested and has never said one word because maybe they didn't have the strength to say it, or maybe they didn't feel comfortable enough to say it, or maybe they were too scared to say it.
True.
But then, you know, maybe somebody else came forward. Because I know even like in our area, there's that guy, I think he was a teacher, and he came, like something happened, and one of the students said, finally, after he had been to so many different schools, because he was
a substitute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So one of the students came out and said, yeah, he did touch me inappropriately. He did inappropriate things with me. And then next thing you know, a whole bunch of students start coming forward because they were comfortable. Now, mind you, of course, it wasn't 10 years later, but they were comfortable enough to come forward and say something. And you have to also keep in mind, when this happened, a lot of these people or a lot of these women were young ladies or girls.
Right.
And this is all allegedly, if it really did happen. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Allegedly. You know, so I just, you know, want people to keep that in mind, that if it did, if it didn't, that this could be why they're all just coming out now.
See, but it's like, I feel like, how do you sift through the bullshit? What is for real and what's not? And it's a lot of opportunists out there. It's a lot of people.
Absolutely.
That's going,
right. Sure.
It's Bill Cosby. Like, it's like,
sure.
Okay, Bill Cosby is like 100 years old now. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It would be helpful if he would just come out and say some shit. Like,
it will be helpful.
And not just your lawyer. If you would just be like, okay, I did some shit. Because even some comedians have come out and said that Cosby's been doing this shit for years.
Right.
You know, and not just Hannibal Buress. Other comedians that are, you know, bigger names too,
right?
Came out and said stuff, right. You know. Yeah, no, he doesn't know him at all.
He was just making a joke, right?
Okay. Well, no, yeah, it was a joke, but with some truth, with truth behind it, because they said comedians have known about this for years, you know. So,
wow,
you know, I mean, maybe it's more of a thing of him being a womanizer, maybe.
See, that's what I'm thinking. More womanizing than anything.
Because I'm sure Camille probably knew about that.
Yeah, but more drugging and everybody got drugged and drunk. Like, nobody seen that shit and reported it? Nobody?
Well, supposedly one guy did. He came out. He old as shit, too.
What, if anything, can he say at this point to either temper the situation or just change the whole light? I guess not. I don't want to say in his favor because...
I think people just want to at least hear, I did not do this shit, or something to come out of his mouth.
But isn't it all that if he just comes out and says...
But if he says something,
right.
I think that's what people are like, why your silence is guilt, well, in a lot of people's eyes. And I think if he comes out and says something,
I mean,
maybe,
John Thompson's favorite word is hear nothing, say nothing.
Well,
you know, if you contribute to the fire, then it's your fault.
And that makes a lot of sense in his. I mean, the thing is, and that's another thing that I'm thinking. Like, everything that's coming out, it's almost provoking him to say something. And Bill Cosby speaks very eloquent. Like, I mean, like he can speak, and anything that he may say can possibly be twisted. So. Silence right now for him, I think it's golden, because if he says something, it could be that one, like how R. Kelly was saying, that I've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. And every time the question was presented to him, whatever question admitting guilt or whatever, I've made mistakes before. That right there is like, nigga, you guilty. You, it's right there. We seen the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, R. Kelly ain't do nothing. Maybe he has done some things. Because I mean, he just resigned from Temple's board. He's resigning from a lot of other things.
He's
getting
pressure
to resign.
Yeah,
he's
not
pressure.
Just, it's not,
he's not
it's
just
not,
going
yeah,
there saying,
not
hey,
like
y'all,
he
I'm
going
resigning.
There like, fucking, I can't do
They're
this.
They're giving
no
him
more.
Pressure, and he doesn't right. want to, you know, shed that negativity.
I think that's unfair. That part I think is unfair because right. he's given a lot of money.
Yes, he has.
I'm
not trying to give the man out, but for real, I just feel like he should come out and be like, listen, this was the 70s. We were partying, we were taking drugs, and these are the people that I party with. Now, if they want to come back now and say that they did not take part of us drinking and drugging and partying,
right.
then my bad.
Right.
But I did not secretly give nobody shit.
Right.
They came up there.
Right.
They came up there to party, to have a good time. Like I said, it was 70, drugs was loose,
say, please,
and this is what we did. If they want to come back and they're trying to tarnish my career, y'all have at it. This is all I got to say. Good night.
Because they picked Bill Cosby.
I think maybe you should speak for
right word. No bullshit. They picked Bill
Cosby.
Bill,
I swear to Lord, if you just use my words and don't credit me.
Send him a check.
This studio falling apart.
They picked Bill Cosby as one of the distractions. That's what another thing that I feel too.
He did something to somebody at the Illuminati.
No, oh
he's catching up.
You stupid. We ain't gonna even speak on that. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Studio X going crazy.
Yo, they pissed somebody off at the Illuminati headquarters.
No, but seriously, like, I just feel like, I mean, I'm not saying that Bill Cosby is not guilty at all of anything as far as infidelities or what have you, but on this large scale of drugging and shit, especially Janet Dickinson. Who the fuck told Janice, right? Who told her? What, girl?
Janet.
You.
Janet who?
Me. Right.
Janet who?
Janice.
In the words
Janice
of
Janice Dickinson.
In the words
Dickinson.
Of Nino Brown,
Dickinson.
How
Dickinson.
Many of us
Dickinson, something like that?
Ain't never did a Bill Cosby before.
Brian, you've been on fire all evening.
Please elaborate. Yes. 15. I mean,
what Nino say? How many of us in Harlem own a poppy fee?
Get on my nerves. I can't say it.
Look.
I don't know. I'm just on the fence with the whole
when
Bill
the night
thing.
Is young. I got Nino. I mean, I got Bill Cosby yesterday.
But you want to know what? You're so stupid. Oh, my God.
Are you okay? Wait a minute.
Since we put
talk?
That out there.
You got Bill Cosby, too?
No. I just vouch for him.
Do we need to talk? You okay? You need a hug?
I'll tell you what. let's just say the easy pass was in use.
Oh no. Oh god. Oh, interstate ass nigga, right?
I'ma tell you. It's like y'all know y'all per hour. I figured it out. I'm serious. I figured it out. It's like Batman or Superman when some trouble go down and you know that look they always had like, you know, where can I go to change my shit or whatever? That was him.
He's getting antsy.
Peaceful evening. We drinking. We getting it in. All of a sudden, I gotta go.
Like, what the fuck? It's trouble, Batman.
You didn't see that signal?
Man.
Oh, hey.
Every other city we go. Every other video. It's a light up.
I just want to know if the Dope Boys got hold of that shit yet. They on the corner. Got that Bill Cosby?
Ooh, probably. No, sir.
I don't know. I honestly hope that
Bill get a hold of them and be like,
stop it, stop it.
Bill Cosby is a brand name, just as Pepsi is a brand
and pudding. But anyway, I just hope that Bill, this whole situation hasn't resolved. Like the same thing with Michael Jackson. Everybody won't come out talking about how much money they want. See, that I don't think if there is if you have a mental breakdown or if your life was altered because there is no price on that.
Right.
You should not receive any money for that. You know what I'm saying? You should just want to see that person get what's due to them. You know what I'm saying? I can't put $100,000, $150,000, $2,000, whatever. Ooh. I can't put nothing on something that happened to me. I was about to IDS
curveball you.
Go ahead.
So what is that about, like, when people, like, let's say Mike Brown's parents are suing, doing a civil suit. Not them, but let's just put that as an example. They're suing they would possibly sue the city of Ferguson, the police, Darren what's his name? Wilson? Killing their son. They would gain money for suing. So
I think in that that's a little bit different.
That's a tad bit different, right? Only because you went one route and it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Now you're going another route. When you off the jump,
same thing.
You talking about you talking about I want blah 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 blah, and you're not talking about you want to see justice. You want to see money.
They can't have justice.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late.
I'm talking about Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. They can't have justice. Yeah, it's
too late. What's too late?
But money ain't.
Statute of limitations has run out.
It's gone. No, the statute of limitations. I'm telling you.
No, maybe that one person you're talking about.
No, they're saying in general.
I know exactly what you're talking about. They have to prove that. And even the one person that is in my mind that they're specifically talking about, they went back and looked at stuff she did, wrote, and she can't prove it. None of them can sue unless their lawyers
are digging for anything that they can to find any loophole, just like the other one is doing, defamation of character or what have you. They're all looking for some loophole for something. They're going to get their payday if they get that, and that's going to be the end of it.
Right, civil, no, they're not gonna get that.
I don't know. I just feel
why nobody talked to Sydney yet?
Sydney
Poitier.
You stupid.
You know they was hanging partners, man.
Sydney is like, I ain't got shit door, like, to do with this.
I get them damn cameras away from my house.
He's like, I ain't got.
I don't know nothing about that shit. I've left a clean life with my white wife.
I don't know. It's hard to say with that. Right. Like, it's hard to say with Bill.
I didn't even want to make that Mother Jackson speed.
The motherfuckers probably was like Tangle and Cash. Them two.
I think with the Mike Brown thing.
Bill, I'm not coming up there. You stupid. Keep drugging these bitches.
It's like you want to make the
get a white bitch.
You want the city to hurt for justice. With
keep fighting with these black bitches, stop these white bitches still for free.
Shit! With that happening, you making a civil suit, that's ultimately, if if that catches on, you know, with all the injustices that's happening in all these cities, then something's going to have to change. You know what I'm saying? But with the bill thing, it's like,
man, that's going to ruin him.
It's going to ruin him.
It's too late.
No, Paula Deen bounced back.
But
shit.
I'm saying, I mean, but
she has not fully recovered.
Right. Well, she damn close, because remember she got that $75 million dollar deal.
Really?
But I'm saying they pulled off the Cosby Show off of TV Land. Come on.
But they put it back.
They put it back?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been watching.
They pulled it back. And then pulled it off, and then they put it back. Because
they realized
later.
They were stupid as shit for doing that.
They jumped the gun. Right. But what happened to innocent to proven guilty?
Right. True.
Like,
right.
It's just
right.
like.
And there has been no court proceedings or anything like that.
True.
So I don't know.
United States of America. You know we slam people before we find out
You're guilty before proven
until
innocent.
Something else comes out, then we move on.
Right.
Then we're going to forget about this shit probably by next year.
I told you, the distraction.
Next
the,
thing you
the,
know.
The great distraction.
Well, I told you, remember, I don't know if I was talking about it on this show or RTR, but the dude from Seventh Heaven, how it's like he came out and it was proven that he like molested like two or three kids. And then it's like, next thing you know, don't hear
what
shit
happened?
About
I
it.
Ain't, right.
Don't hear I'm nothing about it.
That. Damn, you right. I heard nothing about that.
Yeah. I'm like, did Damn he go man. To jail? Like,
Hello?
What happened?
No, think about what happened before.
Is this Camille?
No, oh my God.
Camille, if I was you, I'd watch your drink.
What happened around that time, though? Think about what happened around that time.
This?
No, we're talking about Seventh Heaven guy.
No, I'm saying Bill Cosby. Seriously.
The Seventh Heaven guy?
Yes.
No, it
came
the
out.
Early parts of it came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it came it? Out. Like,
really?
Around the same time this whole
Damn
Bill Cosby
it.
Shit came out.
Damn.
Then I mean, of course, and Ferguson
they
and stuff
was
happening.
Not the white dude, the black dude. Yeah, that's what it was.
I mean, it's like, seriously, like, you don't hear anything about it.
Hey, Seventh Heaven wasn't the biggest show like the Cosbys.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, but I mean, it was damn close because everybody was watching that stuff, that show.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like the dad was what, like a preacher or somebody
preacher.
That was like all, you know, a family man. And
but see, the thing is, the bad thing about the whole situation is that the deflection is funny because he admitted on tape that this shit has happened. I am the nigga that was filling on. I'm sorry. I am the hunk. I mean, I am the dude that was filling on all these young girls or what have you on tape. There's nothing.
You talking about R. Kelly?
No.
The white guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a font, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you switched.
During
the
therapy session or something like that, they had that.
Right.
They don't have nothing for Bill.
Right. Well, that's
but
what I'm saying.
Because,
that's weird. It is
right.
Weird.
You know, like,
and
that's why I just think it's just so. Poor Bill with
but
his
you,
blue eyes.
But do you really think, though, like, if maybe he came out and just said, like, the white dude from Seventh Heaven was like, all right, that we'd still be talking about it?
No.
Bill got a little bit of nigga in him, though. Bill ain't trying to. Bill, like, look, if you ain't got it on tape, I ain't do it. Fuck it. Until the tape surface.
If you don't fit, oh we must have quit.
Y'all have to see that video that's on Facebook that of Bill back in the day talking about, you know, kids being, you know, and racism. It's like, oh, Bill was a power to the people,
yeah.
dude.
Oh, fight the power ass nigga, right. Yeah, he was.
I forgot. But, I mean, not that, you know, that's in the background now.
Just know, if you come to my house and I offer you some Jello pudding.
Uh-oh.
Pudding. Madea?
Uh-oh, right.
What do you mean?
Delivered. And I shall be delivered.
Drew Baby.
Delivered.
Huh? Two finger, one finger.
Two fingers, to my weekend and my baby girl experiencing a real Christmas tree and really getting involved in enjoying that. One finger is to be the first 20 minutes of the show and the extended one finger, the Arsenio Hall finger, to all the injustices that's happening all the injustices that's happening in the world in general, not even just, you know, America, it's everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So boom.
15WA.
One finger to the fucking Cowboy fans who came out and came out from under the rock after a game this morning, last night. Fuck you.
Oh.
Nigga, go to Texas and visit.
Oh.
Mm. Shit. Two fingers to the bartender.
Two fingers to the bartender.
Wow. Okay.
Queenie Queen.
All right. Name, make sure you say two fingers to my birthday on Thursday, December 18th, 2000.
Right, you blew your chances.
Right, okay. Two fingers to the, I will say, the gentleman who stopped, who got out of his parking space, stopped his car, got out of his car, came to my window and asked me, was I okay? Did I need a jump? And I was like,
that was nice.
I thought that was so sweet. I was like, what is happening? Okay, I was like, what is happening?
Thank God, you know, I told him, Bill Cosby, your ass.
Okay, right? I mean, it was early in the day and I wasn't drinking. But I mean, but you know, seriously, because I thought that was the
what
sweetest.
What does early in the day have to do with
shit, he could have clubbed you.
Yike. I mean, but seriously, I give him two fingers because after I said, oh, no, thank you so much for asking. That was really sweet of you. He was like, okay, I just want to make sure you're okay. Got in his car and went on his merry way. And I just thought that was so awesome. Okay, so.
And you didn't chase him and club him?
You know what? I should have.
You're my husband now.
Right. You belong to me. Actually, I think he's out. You are good. You are kind. You are important.
You is important. You is nice.
Right. Doing misery on him.
Right. Okay.
He wake up in the bedroom chained up to the bed.
He might be in today. You don't know. You don't know him like that.
Sheesh.
Okay, let's see. Do I even have a one finger?
You got pee-pee?
One finger to Drew's bladder for distracting me. Okay. Well, that's sure. It. With a little African dance.
I would like to extend my one finger to ungrateful motherfuckers that you do so much for and they just don't appreciate whatsoever.
All right.
Two fingers. You know what? I'm going to give two fingers to the Dear Black Men movement.
Hashtag.
It is awesome. It's doing this thing.
It really is.
No doubt.
I love reading it.
No doubt. Absolutely. Good shit. Good doing one. Your things. Everybody, you're just out there and you're doing your thing. And
see a lot of great ones. Yeah.
Get out your off air.
Really? Okay.
Shout out to Guinness.
Woo woo.
Extra stuff. You know, it's amazing. I remember as a 12, 13, and I just used to always hear about, oh, you drink that Guinness, your dick getting hard like Rottweiler.
Oh.
All that good shit. Man, I took one sip of that motherfucker, and my dick ran up in me. That shit. It's a nasty. What the fuck these niggas right. doing? But you know what, though? Way off topic. I was always able to knock liquor down easy, but beer was always rough for me coming up. Yeah, beer was a type of thing, like if I got through the first bottle of can, I was good. I could knock down some more. But alcohol, I always
beer is an acquired taste.
It is.
So I get it.
It is. Anyway, we got to get out of here, man.
Shout out to Rude Boy M. Beep,
beep, beep. Oh! You motherfucker. You bastard.
I'm sorry. Shout out to you, brother.
No doubt. He's been like on top of things.
Yep.
No doubt. Stay safe out there, my brother, on the roads, up and down the highways and byways, mm-hmm. doing your thing. But we got to get out of here. Good night. God bless.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.